Very good afternoon from close to Heaven Lodge here in Birundi in Uganda. And I'm delighted to talk to Moses, who is the supervisor of this lodge, a beautiful place here in the middle of the jungle, in the forest. And of course, we're here to look for gorillas. I think that's going to happen tomorrow. But what got me fascinated is the concept of this lodge. I was told that this lodge is being managed by the community here. So tell us, Moses, how does it work? I mean, managed and owned by the community.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm called Moses Musimenta, is my name. And I work as a secretariat administrator for BMCDA. BMCDA is a non-government organization in Uganda that was started in 1993 by John Du Bois from Episcopal volunteer from U.S. America.
Okay. What is BMCDA?
Bohoma Mukono Community Development Association. Mm-hmm. And this association was started by the community members. And since 1993, it has been managed by the community members. Okay. I myself am from this community.
So this community started by this person and is given to the community, right?
He was an Episcopal volunteer from America. Okay. He came up with the idea of mobilizing the community members, and they came up with association, which association was a combination of all the community members. By then, it was from Mukono Parish, but now it's Bohoma Town Council.
Okay, so tell me about the lodge being owned by the community.
And actually, all that association was started mobilizing the community members. Making them so that they forget about how they have been using the forest. Mm-hmm. So because they were looking the alternative ways how they can get
income
and the other projects from not going back into the forest. And since then, since 1993, we had the Bohoma Community Rest Camp. It's the one that BMCD started with. And in 2012, they came up with an idea of establishing the Haven Lodge you are seeing here.
Okay.
So and this Haven Lodge has been operating since 2014 officially, and the money that is collected from these lodges have been able to help us as the community members to go to another step. For example, we have been able to establish a primary school.
Primary school?
A secondary school.
Okay. From the money from this lodge?
From the money from this lodge.
Okay.
Health insurance scheme, where all the community members have been able to subscribe 40% in health insurance scheme. We have also been able to own or to establish Bohoma Community Circle, where people can easily get small loans to get income for themselves, to get money to pay school fees, and also do other small businesses as a community members. We have also been able to establish Bohoma Community Gravity Water Flow Scheme. The moment the water that we are using here, it was a project owned by the community, and it was also started by the community through the association. So the Bohoma Mukono Community Development Association, it's an umbrella of so many projects that are owned by the community. Yeah. The schools, as I have
hospitals,
said,
insurance.
The health insurance in the hospital, Bohoma Community Circle, Bohoma Community Gravity Flow Scheme, also Bohoma Community Village Walk, where the clients, when they come here, they are mobilized to go in deep to experience the local culture, where they can see the traditional healer, the batwa, and all other different activities within the community. Okay.
So this one person from US, a volunteer, started this community association. That's how it started. Now that you have this association managing a lodge, you have after the profit that you get out of this lodge, you started primary school, secondary school, health, water projects, so many things.
Yeah.
But so you make a lot of money from this lodge?
Yeah.
Do you have many other lodges?
We only have two lodges. We have Bohoma Community Rest Camp. It's
the campsite.
But we also now we have upgraded to cottages, and it's the ones that we are using to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, from the money that we got from there, it's the ones that we used to buy this land.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And in 2014, we got a grant from USADF,
okay.
From America.
USAID.
Yeah, and they gave us the money to construct this the main building and two cottages.
Okay.
And the other money that we have been getting from local collections is the one that has helped us to do more cottages.
Okay. Who are the members for this committee?
This
community committee.
The community.
Yeah.
The community, it's actually Bahoma Mkono Community Development Association now currently has over 10,000 members.
Members.
They are all beneficiaries.
Is it all villagers?
Actually, it's about 12 villages.
Okay, 12 villages.
12 villages.
So this community association has 12 villages.
Yes.
And how many individuals?
There are more than 10,000 community
and
members.
Bigger?
And what?
It's becoming bigger, expanding.
Yeah, because they started when they were low.
Yeah.
Because even us, we had not grown up,
yeah.
But we have grown and we have produced.
Okay. Now, how do you manage? I mean, you need a management company or hired CEO like yourself to manage a lodge, but it's usually owned by a private individual or company. But how do you, manage through a community association? How does it work, the management?
Actually, we have the leadership. And
the leadership
has we have two categories of leadership. We have the board,
yeah, okay, board,
composed
okay.
of 7 members.
Okay.
We have the council members,
okay.
composed of 25 members.
Okay.
And the management, but all those leaders, they all report to the AGM, to the General Assembly. So the General Assembly is the supreme,
okay.
of the association. Of the organization.
So this general assembly happens with the board members, the association, they all come together, right?
Yeah.
So it's more like this association committee is more like a big company.
Yeah.
So the whole village is through this association becomes like a company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually a business model.
Uh-huh.
The whole village has adopted, right?
Yeah.
So you have then through this business model, you have lodges, other business activities, and expanding. So this profit that you get out of all this business, including the Heaven Lodge here, it's used for making schools, hospitals, water projects. What other things that you all use this profit?
Then another money that we also get, we use it for scholarship for students.
Oh, scholarship.
Actually,
okay.
From primary to secondary level, and now we have taken a step to sponsor more students in higher institutions, especially.
Now I'm very curious, how much do you make annually?
It depends, because
how much did you make last year?
Last year,
from this association?
We were around 700 Ugandan shilling, 700 million.
700 million, that would be like how much in US dollars? 700. So $1 is about 3,700.
Yeah.
So anyway, 700 million shilling you made as a profit.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is
actually it's the grant the money or the total in excluding expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
But when you remove the expenditures, you remain with around like 200 or 300 million.
Million.
Yeah.
Million. Okay.
That
so
is
this this 700 in gross, 200 million shilling in net is. From the two lodges only?
From two lodges.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that, so that 700, the expenditure would include the staff here.
Yeah, the staff.
Of course, the water, scholarship,
yeah.
Everything, right? So
mm-hmm.
net profit. So it's 200 million shilling. How do you reinvest or how do you, again, distribute? Scholarship is one.
Yeah. One is establishing the projects.
What are the projects?
The projects, like the schools.
Okay.
The circles.
Okay.
Water flow scheme.
Mm-hmm.
We also rainwater harvesting tanks in areas where gravity water cannot reach.
Okay.
We have invested more money in agriculture.
Okay.
We have here a project called the Sendekau.
And what that is
Sendekau, it's we have brought that one as a new idea to empower the community members have the cow at each household, and this cow is given to one household. Then after giving a calf, that calf is given to another person. This one has actually it's based on the needs assessment survey that was done in 2018.
So
where we found that there was too much malnutrition among our community members. The soils were infertile. So we opt if we can bring this project, it can help us.
Mm-hmm.
One, to improve livelihood income at a household level. It can boost agriculture because mm-hmm. now he has manure. It can reduce malnutrition
mm-hmm.
because now we have milk that
yeah.
even if you don't have a cow, but you can go to somebody who is with a cow
mm-hmm.
and gives you milk.
Okay.
However you pay, but at least you can
okay.
survive.
Okay. So Moses, this is very interesting for me and of course for a lot of other countries. So your association committee is coming together, all those 12 villages. How many individuals did you say? Like 12 villages, how many individuals?
There are more than 10,000.
10,000 individuals
yeah.
being impacted.
Yeah.
So I understand that you make money out of these lodges. But how do these individuals benefit from this whole association committee? Other than the hotel, other than the schools and hospitals, the water project,
mm.
do they also benefit from selling vegetables?
Actually, thank you very much. Also, these people, I told you that we also support agriculture. And through supporting our agriculture, it's where we accept community members to plant, and actually before they plant, we train them on how to grow vegetables of different kind.
Mm.
And after that, now they are selling those vegetables not only to our community, but even to other lodges.
Okay.
And that's why when we receive clients here, when they are consuming or when they are eating vegetables, they are eating 100% organic mm-hmm. vegetables.
Okay. Okay, understand. So Moses, the other thing is, of course, 12 villages and 10,000 individuals are a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's bound to happen some mistrust. You know, you're talking about opportunities, you're talking about money, you're talking about, you know, a few other things.
Mm.
So is that a challenge? You know, like for example, because this is a community-owned project and there are a few individuals managing it
mm.
and there are a lot of eyes looking at them. So is that an issue for you guys?
Yeah, we are finding it a challenge somewhere whereby the community members have high expectations. Because like a local person does not know how much we collect.
Okay.
And if they know how much we have collected, they expect all the money that it should be going back
to them.
Yet there are other costs.
Yeah.
So that one now becomes a challenge to us. But also, even if we invest all the money that we collect from here, it won't accommodate all the community members.
Yeah.
Because now the community is increasing, and actually this association has created more migrants from different areas
coming in here. Oh,
because
fantastic, fantastic.
Because they have seen that the community members here, they are benefiting. Why can't I as well join this group and I at least gain something? Yeah.
To improve the trust, like you're saying, you know, I mean, the community members expect whatever we make to be given to them. To improve the trust, do you all create awareness? How do you ensure transparency of, okay, we made this much money this year,
mm.
this is the expenses, and this is where we're going to put in a bank or, you know, save it for future.
Mm.
So how do you create this? Because it's important for them to know
mm.
and say, this is, you know, this is what we made,
yeah.
And this is where we have gone, you know, this is what we
mm. made. Actually, what we normally do, among the leadership, we have what we call internal committees.
Mm-hmm.
And
audit?
The audit, it's mm-hmm. there. It's internally there. It audits every quarter.
Okay.
So every quarter,
that's very good.
They know how much we have earned for the quarter and how much have been reserved for CRGs. For us here, if the money is going to the community, we call it CRGs. community reinvestment grant. And they see how much money has gone in administration, how much money has gone in renovation, and how much are we remaining with.
Okay.
And after that, now is the internal audit reports to the board. They bring
how many members in the board?
There are seven members.
There are seven members. Yes.
Yeah. So they
who are they?
They are also community members.
But the seniors.
Yeah, they women. Are. Yeah, there is one woman. And
six men,
and the trick of selecting these six men, it's also not easy, but and it's not a guarantee that they are supposed to be men.
Okay.
But
oh, okay.
There is one slot for a woman.
Okay.
And as I told you, we have 12 villages. So the way how if they are selecting the leadership, what they normally do is to each village has one director representative.
Mm-hmm.
And they are alternating. If village A had a director for 3 years, then next time, the other village will elect the director, and the other village will bring what we call a councillor to ensure that the whole villages are represented. So as I have said, if after internal audit reporting to the board, now the board combines all the report and presents the report to the council.
Okay. So Moses, this is very interesting, you know. I mean, I've never seen such a big association, and the whole village coming together.
And actually, you had said, how are we sure that these funds are transparent? One, we guarantee intact banking. Even if the money is collected here, it must be intact banking.
What is that, intact banking?
The money, all the money must pass through the bank, and after, if the money wants to be removed, you get you make a requisition. They pass the board, looks through the requisition, they approve, and at the management level, we all know that for this week we are going to remove maybe 20 million from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And after a week, we give the accountability of the money that we removed. Then after that, they approve another money.
Mm, okay. Yeah. So that's the system.
That is the system.
Check and balance.
Yeah, that is the system that we have. And at the end of the year, we conduct what we call external auditors from actually, currently we are at the level of Uganda. We hire external auditors,
yes,
at times from Kampala, from elsewhere, not within.
Mm-hmm.
They come and they audit our books, they advise us. Then after that, we report to the AGMs. Yeah. So every year, we hold AGM for all the community members of over 10,000 members.
So 10,000 people come in one place?
Yeah.
Where do you all gather?
We have the playground, where we have the meeting center.
This massive gathering.
Every year,
yeah,
we meet. Even when we are erecting the leadership, we meet from there.
Moses, this is an amazing model. You know, I mean, a full village coming together, and you know, working together as a family. I think, and also what interests is also, you have people from other villages coming here because this is very attractive. It's become very attractive, right?
Yeah.
Moses, I want again summarize because this is very important.
Mm.
So you have this association committee managing the whole model of the committee you mentioned earlier. I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
So you have this, and then your primary income revenue generator is the two lodges that you have, and of course the campsite, right?
Yeah.
So may make money out of this. Of course, there are a few other things.
Mm.
And from the profits that you make, you invest in schools, hospitals, water projects, and then low interest lending to the villages.
Actually, the circle that we started. We invested once. We invested the money once, so that they can. And that investment was through opening shares.
Oh, okay.
So we had to open the shares, so that we can even attract other community members to have shares.
So that the private individual can have shares in the company.
Uh-huh.
So this association committee is like a company, right?
Yeah.
What's the name? Can you say?
Bohoma Mukono Community Development Association.
That's very, very fast. Can you say it slowly?
Bohoma Mukona Buhoma,
Buhoma,
Mukono,
Mukono,
Community,
Community
Development,
Development
Association.
Association. So it's really like a company function, right?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Again, going back to my earlier question about how can an individual benefit, apart from what you mentioned about schools, hospitals, water, how can an individual benefit from this business model?
Actually, there are many ways of how people are benefiting. One is marketing of the produced goods at a family household level. Another thing is the employment opportunity. Another thing is training.
Yeah, they get training.
They get training.
What kind of trainings do they get?
Especially in handling clients.
Okay.
Customer service. Yeah. Cooking for like all that.
Okay. So you all give this training to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sponsorship.
School sponsorship. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, our sponsorship is also a model. I don't think that it is. I don't think maybe in Uganda, we may take the lead.
Yeah.
Where the opportunity is given to a local LC1, and in each village, every year, at primary level, we get each village we get one child every year.
Out of 10 villages.
Out of 12 villages.
12 villages, you take one each.
Each. The same thing. In secondary level, and now we have brought also an idea. If you perform better in science subjects, we can sponsor you to advanced level. If you want to take sciences,
okay.
Because now we are looking at, we have a very big private hospital here. It's a missionary hospital, and unfortunately. Most of the workers there, they are from different areas. So now we have brought that idea of scholarship for nursing, so that we can as well encourage our community members to get involved in doctors in nursing courses.
Okay.
So that in the future we also have doctors from
here.
From here.
So it's very interesting.
And also. Other community members, because now, if I'm working here, you find that I have like more than 20 dependents. So if like now in an association, the whole association employs 105 workers. So if each member is supporting like 20 community members. That means that it's 105 times 20, and it's a very big population.
Yeah, it expands.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that Moses, I think you all not just support scholarship for the younger kids, but also as they grow up, you know, specialization in order to become doctors, nurses, the community needs. I think that level support is also there. Moses, my other concern is, it is not always bed of roses, right?
Yeah.
You have challenges. Did you have challenges of not making enough money in the past? And the other question is, are you worried that in future we may not be able to make money?
Yeah.
Two questions.
Actually, in 2020,
COVID. Yeah.
It was a huge
loss
for us, where all these lodges were closed, and even us, we went in our homes, no jobs, no money. So we were like starving. And I think before I answer the other question, I would like to thank the government of Uganda in collaboration with our Uganda Wildlife Authority.
UWA.
Yeah, actually they supported us.
Reviving
because... the way how the government intervened in controlling us, not traveling, in helping us to actually, because they were even getting donations of medicines to help us, it was not easy. So we thank the government for all that they did.
Okay.
And hopefully, well, now what we are thinking that may affect us in the future is when the government changes, an abrupt change of the government, because
it's not stable.
We don't know the person that will come in next time, how will he convince us that the government will be stable, especially in terms of tourism?
Yeah, true. I mean, it's important that we have a peaceful government, of course. It's very important.
Then another challenge is as an organization, it's limited marketing.
Okay.
Because it's however, most of the guests that comes here, they are on through to our guides or to our companies, and even few who visit our website. But if we had more money, we would just give somebody, or we send somebody maybe in Canada or in Asia or in other places to market.
Yeah.
And maybe even going in other public places
to market
like expos, because since 1993 we had never been invited in any international expo where we can present ourselves and people know what we are doing, what we want to do. I think if we could get like that opportunity, I think it can help us to do more.
Okay.
More projects.
I mean, Moses, I think the things that you guys are doing here are fantastic. It's very admirable, you know. Like you said, if you can get this word across to other parts of the world, they certainly would love and come here, because this is a community benefiting the whole community. And in fact, you're attracting people to come to your community.
Yeah.
In other parts of the world, they're going out of the village, you know. There's no options, but you're giving employment opportunities to make money, to send it schools to children. So this is fantastic. I think I hope that you get an opportunity to share your story with other parts of the country. So the other question that I had, follow up to the previous question, is you said the government and UWA, Uganda Wildlife Authority, helped you revive after COVID.
Yeah.
What did they do in specifics?
Actually, what they did was one was regulating, putting up regulations making us how we can start into the business.
Okay. Did they give you money support funds?
No money, but they could come into our offices explaining to us, like comforting us that don't worry, the business will come.
But you need more than comfort.
Actually,
need money to roll it out.
Yeah, it was necessary, but to the level that we were looking at internationally, we could not expect that, because the world economic was completely down.
Yeah.
So we could not expect money, but what we wanted was comfort, and ensure and putting us, or showing us the right channel that we can go through, so that we can continue with the business.
True. Yeah. It's important, I think, Moses. It's important. Anything else that you probably want to share that maybe I forgot to ask?
I think covered,
you know.
That's for a moment.
Okay, then I have another question. So for your lodge, which nationality is more popular here? From which countries do you get more visitors?
America.
American?
I think when I talk of America, it's a big state.
Yeah, it's a big state.
Asians
would be Indians, most.
Yeah, they have been coming here. People from
Israel
have been coming here.
What is the average length of stay here? Individual tourists, American coming here. Mm. How long do they stay here in the lodge?
Between two and 3 days.
Oh, 2 and 3 days.
Yeah.
And what do they do here while they're here? First gorilla.
One is gorilla tracking. Then village walk.
Village walk.
It's community tourism.
Okay.
Then there is nature walk.
Nature walks, okay.
Hiking, bird watching.
Yeah.
Then we also have the waterfall.
Oh, there's a waterfall here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the major areas that they normally do.
Okay. And your lodge here, they're all local employees?
Yes.
Nobody from outside?
No, actually, the whole of 105 out of them, almost 90%, they are from Bohama Town Council.
And at the supervisory, like yourself, are all from here.
Yes.
Because what happens is, like lodges like this where you have international guests, usually the management is from outside and only the locals are you do the very basic job. But it's not like that here, right?
That's why we are saying that it's a community lodge and managed by the community members.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. I just want to, you have a paper here, I just want to read through this. So you have, so it's called the Buhoma Mukono Community Development Association. So that's a whole name that you have function, and you have this board members, you do AGMs. So it's this association, BMCDA, is a non-governmental organization founded in 1993 by the community members with the help of an American peacekeeper, Peace Corps volunteer, right?
Yeah.
Of course, his name is John. So, of course, the local community and the council manage this, and this, the vision for this is to improve the social and economic livelihood of individual households in Buhoma Town Council, which is about 12 villages here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Interesting. I think it also implements a number of development initiatives that promotes conservation. Very much part of why we are here. Ecotourism of ASEAN, health, education, income generating activities, water and sanitation. So I think also the cleanliness within the village is also important, right? Then what do you have? You have, of course, in the village walks, like you said, community SACCO. What's the SACCO?
Buhoma Community SACCO. It's a cooperative
where
people go and get small loans.
Okay. Yeah. To start a small business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Moses, I think it's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
I mean, I find this very unique. I've never seen a whole community come together and manage businesses so efficiently like what you guys are doing here.
Okay.
Because usually when there are a lot of people involved, it's either nobody's job, it's a lot of eyes looking at it and few working. But here I think it's worked out so well. You have the structure, quite structured well in terms of you have internal audit, you do quarterly audit, it's fantastic.
Okay.
Most agencies do annual, and by the time it's too late. So quarterly audits will keep you on track on a regular basis. Then you have external auditors.
Yeah.
Then you have AGMs, man, 10,000 people, it's a lot of people.
And actually, in addition to external auditors, we also submit the budget for the next year.
Okay, to the council.
So that they approve. Then, like now, the things that we normally do, it's approved by AGM through the budgets that we did, and through the quarter now, when they are auditing. We submit quarterly reports.
Okay.
So whichever that we do, it's based on the quarterly report. And if the item or the activity is submitted in a quarterly report and it's not done, it's now shifted in front. So that in the next quarter we can begin with that.
Okay.
Like that. Based on the budgets.
Okay. So just to continue what I was saying earlier, so you have 10,000 people come together, you all say, okay, we have done this for this much for this year. This is how much we have made in terms of money.
Yeah.
These are the expenses. This is how much profit we have, and these are the projects we have done so far. These are the initiatives. I think it's fantastic. I think it's open. It's very necessary. I think if you want to build trust to the BMCDA, the community association, that's how you do it, right? So creating awareness. 10,000 people is a lot of people. It's quite amazing that you all do it, and of course. Letting people come to your communities is also amazing. So Moses, thank you for talking to me. I mean, Moses and I here just in front of this beautiful lodge called the Heaven Lodge here in Burundi, Uganda. I'm not very far from where the gorillas are.
I think
this is tomorrow what we are doing, but you are here to of course talk to a person like yourself, see for ourselves of what are the best conservation practices that you all do here in Uganda. So thank you. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay, thank you too.
Thank you.
And nice to meet you.
Same here.
Same here. And next time, what we are doing now is like we want to package. We are proposing now another package.
Okay.
Now I have opened another new thing to you, but I was not supposed to open it to you before it is approved, but now we are coming up with another package.
Okay.
Where we are having a direct translation of the money that the visitors pay here.
Yes.
So we are saying that we have community empowerment contribution. Like when you go in the dining, there is a chart that has all the projects that we support.
Okay.
So we are looking at figuring out to see if the guest is staying at Haven, let's say 50% of the money that he or she has paid directly goes back to as a project to the project. So that like now when if you are here, we say you look at the chart and you say, my 50% I want it to
go
this,
here
to this project. A visitor identifies him for him or herself.
That's very interesting. So Moses, let me summarize what you're trying to tell me, right? So I stay here at the hotel lodge. I pay $100 per night. Let's say I pay $100 per night for the rooms. Mm. So I can say that okay, from the $100, I want $50 to go to this project.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we keep you updating about the project. Through emails,
okay,
and even submitting reports based on the project that you have identified.
Okay.
So most probably next year, we shall have finished that and we start encouraging clients to do that.
What are the projects you have it on your board?
We have a health insurance, we have Sendeka project,
and
we have agriculture. We have education, both primary and secondary school. We have water, we have rainwater harvesting tanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are projects they can say, okay, I want my 50% of my money to go here.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. So for Bhutan, we also have a very unique system. So all tourists must pay something called a sustainable development fee.
Yeah.
It's a levy by the government.
Yeah.
So we are also looking at, this does not include anything. So just a fee.
Yeah.
So it's $100 for now for tourists. International tourists other than Indians will pay a little lower than that, so we're also looking at something what you're doing of how we want our tourists to say, okay, I want my this money to go for conservation, this money to go for agriculture, this money to go for education. So we're also looking at something like that, because now we must allow the visitors to drive where the money should go, right?
Okay.
So it's important.
So that means that we are we the one getting an idea from you, or you are the one getting idea from us?
Yes, I think we're on the same stage, so we're almost implementing. But one second, Moses, I think thank you very much.
Okay, thank you too. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful lodge.
Okay.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you too.
Thank you.
And enjoy your stay.
Thank you very much.
And when you are in Uganda here, especially in Bohoma, please feel at home.
Sure. Yeah. We're already feeling at home.
Okay.
So thank you very much for
looking. Thank you too.
Good day.
Okay.